November 2011. The psychrometer is a scientific instrument for the exact measurement of relative humidity. It's a clever little rig invented around 1890 by a German physician and meteorologist that works because of the different rates at which wet and dry objects cool. Two thermometers are mounted in the tube, protected against outside heat and cold. The bulb of one thermometer is dry, the other wet. Because the moisture on the wet bulb evaporates and cools the bulb more quickly than the dry bulb cools, a comparison of their readings indicates the water content of the ambient air. Today's humidity meters rely on electronics to measure the air's moisture. Those who prefer their psychrometry low-tech, however, need not despond, at least not in this house. We measure humidity by a device so simple, it has only one moving part. The old plank door leading to the cellar. Each year, on a day in November, this door, which has been stuck tight since late spring, suddenly opens easily. All summer, the damp air has been swelling the door's pine planks, causing it to expand into its frame and jam. Now, with cooler, drier air outdoors and heating indoors, the boards give up their moisture and shrink. In June, the door will jam up again, but for now, it's back in business, and furnishes as good a humidity gauge as we will ever need.